So Medrash writes, when Moshe goes up to Shemayim for the 40 days, he hears the Malachim saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso V'Mvoed, as a Shira, and praise, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he takes it down back to the Bnei Yisrael, but he wasn't really supposed to. So it was a hidden secret that he quote-unquote stole, Kiviyachol, from the Malachim. Therefore, in general, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso V'Mvoed in Kriya Shema quietly, so that the Malachim can hear that we took it. Fine. On Yom Kippur, though, when we're imitating the Malachim, when we're wearing white, we stand for parts of davening extra because we're supposed to be like the Malachim. So therefore, we say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Sovil Amed out loud, says the Torah, when we say Kriya Shema. Shulchan Aruch paskins this way very clearly. Belel Yom Kippur Machrasso V'Nedi Yom Kippur the next day. Omrim, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Sovil B'Kol Rav. So everyone says it out loud. Kaf HaChaim mentions that only the Chazan is the one who says it out loud. So some people may have that minhag, it's just a Chazan. For the most part, our minhag is that everyone says Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso V'Olam Bo'ed El. So here's the question. A chole in a hospital who's by himself, or someone who doesn't have a minion, does during COVID maybe, whatever, does he say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso V'Olam Bo'ed when davening to himself? So Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita
Shapur. The same question plus if someone comes late. I'm not saying...
Yes, excellent. Yeah, someone comes late. No, someone will come late. Same exact shayla. Also, what about Kriya Shema Lamita when you're hopefully by yourself? You're not with a minion, unless you're an Uman, whatever. You don't have a minion for Kriya Shema Lamita. But so the COVID Salach, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, he writes that the reason for saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olamed, we said, is to follow the Malachim. Malachim are the ones who sing Shira to Hashem together, and that was as a group. So therefore, the whole issue of Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olamed out loud is when he's davening B'tzibur. Someone's davening by himself on Yom Kippur, or he says it by himself, he gets Kriya Shema by himself, or Kriya Shema Lamita. There's no minhag to say it out loud. He could do if he wants to say it out loud, but there's no inyan to say it out loud. And he cites a proof from a Mate Ephraim. Mate Ephraim says exactly your case, but the opposite way. Instead of you had a guy, what, he came in late or he came in front? No, so let's say your case. He came in late. So I was going to make it, he had a lot of kavanas. And he's 3 minutes behind the Shliach Tzibur saying Kriya Shema. What should he do? He's in Birchas Kriya Shema, and they say Shema out loud. So says the Mate Ephraim, you should stop what you're doing. Say the Pasuk of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chod, out loud. Say Baruch Shem Kavon Malchuso V'Mvoed out loud with the Tzibur. And then 3 minutes later, when you actually get up to Shema, Mate Ephraim says, well, you don't have to do it quietly. You don't have to scream it out loud. You could say it a little bit loud. Kind of like it doesn't really make a difference, almost. Like, say it a little bit loud, but there's no inyan. So you see, says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, if you're by yourself, you could say it out loud. You don't have to say it out loud. It doesn't really make much of a difference. There's definitely no issue that you really should say it out loud like we do by when we're with the tzibur. Rav Chaim Kamenetsky, on the other hand, writes that Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Amed should be recited quietly during Kriya Shema Lamita. So it sounds like on Yom Kippur. Sounds like that again. And the issue is that even when you're the whole heter to do it is in a public forum, if you're by yourself, maybe there is no leniency to say it, Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Omed, out loud at all. But Chaim Brisker has an interesting, lumdisha zug on this whole entire sugya. And he says the whole concept of the Malachim saying Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Omed is that it's a dover sheb kedusha. That the Malachim up in Shemayim only said it itself, that say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Omed, as like a minion. So we, therefore, the whole issue of us being quiet about it, of stealing it from the Malachim the rest of the year, is in a minion. But in a regular Tuesday morning, you're saying Kriya Shema by yourself. Well, assume you didn't miss minion, you're just sick or something, whatever. Yeah, Tuesday morning, you're by yourself. You want to say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Omed, scream it out loud in your living room by yourself? Not a problem at all. Because the whole problem is that we're caught stealing from the Malachim. The Malachim only did it and only taught us the secret of a davar shebekdusha is a minion. If you're not with a minion, the whole issue doesn't apply. So according to that, on a Tuesday morning, you could scream it out loud. Surely, on Yom Kippur, you're by yourself, you could scream it out loud. There's no issue at all about keeping it quiet at all. So basically, it comes out, there's a three-moy machlokas, vidavim by yourself. Either unclear, you could do whatever you want. That was what Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky seemed to say. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it sounds like if you're by yourself for Kriya Shema Lamita on Yom Kippur, you should say it quietly. And then you have Rav Chaim Salvechik, who seems to say, Rav Chaim Brisker, says you could say it, could say it out loud. Doesn't really, it's fine to say it out loud. Now, what about women? Sorry, one sec. What about women? Should women say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoy? So the Ketzeya Matu is a commentary on the Mate Ephraim. He writes that women do not imitate Malachim on Yom Kippur. Women don't wear white. Is Alach and Shulchan Aruch always supposed to stand extra on Yom Kippur, perhaps the whole time? You know, I can barely stand, you know, for part of it. But even if you stand the whole time, because we're simulating Malachim. So women don't have these halachas. So therefore, based on this, women should have no issue to say Baruch, should have no reason to say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed. The regular prohibition of stealing from the Malachim might apply. They're not copying Malachim and saying it out loud. So therefore, he says, maybe women should not say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed out loud at all. Then he notes that the Erech Shai and Rabbi Yashuv, both Paskin, Ksei Amat notes about the Erech Shai, and other posts can point out that Rabbi Yashuv as well says this, that women may say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed out loud, and that seems to be the minhag. So the question is, why? I thought women don't copy Malachim. You have to be a little bit lumdish. They don't copy Malachim and do things to follow Malachim, like wearing white. They don't need to follow Malachim. They don't need to stand this whole time to follow Malachim. But saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed is not to follow the Malachim. It's because it's the right thing to do. We just don't do it the rest of the year because it's stealing from the Malachim. So on Yom Kippur, when we're like Malachim, it's like you don't have this prohibition. But not that we're saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed to be like Malachim. It's just we're allowed to do it, and therefore he wants to say women can say it out loud as well. I'll end the last minute and a half here with the most unbelievable thing I saw written by Moshe Schwartz, from the other side of town. Listen to this unbelievable Vardy quotes from Rabbi Yitzhak Bernstein. I think Rabbi Yitzhak Bernstein writes, I saw it in Hebrew, I think that was the famous Rabbi Isaac Bernstein Zatzal from Ireland, the great orator. As a kid, I used to listen to my father play his tapes all the time in the car. He's brilliant. He says, listen to his Vart. He says, three random questions. Question number one, why did Yaakov Avinu, when he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzarts, to Lavan, why did the Malachim of Chutzarts go up and down the ladder? He was still in Eretz Yisrael. Why are there Malachim of Chutzarts in Eretz Yisrael? Question number one. Question number two, he says, why do we say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed out loud the night of Yom Kippur? At that point, you walk into the night of Yom Kippur, I'm stuffed after just eating so much. Do you feel like a Malach the night of Yom Kippur? No, you just keep eating, unfortunately, run to the bathroom a lot of times and keep having to, you know, feel like your stomach's hurting. You don't feel like a Malach at all. When do you feel like a Malach? Matzah Yom Kippur. So he says, maybe, question, why don't you say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed out loud, Matzah Yom Kippur. Question number two. Question number three, the Gemara says, if a man is Makadish, a woman, marries a woman, on condition that he's a tzaddik, Gemara says the Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin. Why? Maybe he thought Teshuvah in his mind at that second. Says Rav Bernstein, that's ridiculous. You can't just think tshuva in your mind for 1 second. That's not that easy. You have to do charata. You have to do aziva sachet. You have to agree you're not going to do it again. You have to do mechilas. Just because you thought for 1 second you're a tzaddik? So listen to what he says. Listen to his unbelievable answer. He says, Sha'odom nikva al piyaderech shu mechuvan u'mashachof etz lasos. Person is judged at the state and the mindset of what he wants to be. In other words, answer question number one. Yaakov saw Malachim in Chutzlaritz even when he was in Eretz Yisrael, because where did he want to go? To Chutzlaritz. So his brain was to be with Lavan, to get out of Eretz Yisrael, to run away, whatever he could. So his mind was there, so he saw Chutzlaritz. Why do we say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Umvoed? Because at night of Yom Kippur, because at that point, we want to be a Malachim. Matzah Yom Kippur, what do you want to be? Eating. So you don't want to be Malachim Matzah Marv. That's the fastest Marv of the whole year. And so you're on your way out. You have half a foot out the door. You take off your towels, take off your pretty jacket, whatever it is. And in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you're on your way out. So according to that, so it's much better to say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso in the night, well, Yom Kippur. Same thing, what's question number three? Question number three we said is the marriage. Why is the marriage valid? Because you have a mind to do tshuva. Hurray, tshuva is enough. Even though you have to do azivas chet and all these other charata and all these vidoy, all the other aspects to do tshuva. Once you have that thought in your mind, you've showed Hashem, I am being judged based on right now, not in the future. I'm not being judged in the future. I'm being judged right now. But how do I determine right now? Based on my intent and my desire and my she'ifa to really become a good person. So with that, it's a very encouraging vart. This is Rav Bernstein only could say, is that the concept that there's really hope. There's hope that really you have to just want to do tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us, hopefully, on the proper mindset. Everyone should have a gemara, chesimut tov.